so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace.
No, no, really. When Paul Juergens drank a Miller 64 out of my refrigerator one time, Pinto, he did me a favor by doing that. Awful beer.
I got you back into compliance with the company handbook.
I think I'm out of compliance again.
It was a Sunday, and I was here for something.
Mowing the grass.
I was mowing. That's right. I was mowing.
And I think you're painting the sign outside, too.
I was. And
washing the cars.
And it was 90 in the shade, and I felt like a cool beverage. And so I went into your unlocked office and went into your unlocked refrigerator, and by golly, there it was.
And Miller 64.
And there it went. And then I did later replace it, remember?
With a six-pack.
Six-pack of them. So now let's even the score again. You can have
Have the Crunch Bar?
Nestle Crunch Bar.
Well, if you need another beverage to quench your thirst.
That's from Daniel's Halloween bag. It is.
I know it is. If you want another beverage to quench your thirst, there's one in my fridge right now. And a better brand than Miller 64. Yes, Jergy, he just handed me something, and we've been following this on the KFGO News recently as well here, too. It says officials at the University of Minnesota have sent a text alert warning students about a man armed with a gun after an attempted robbery on campus. The Star Tribune reports the man was seen at Anderson Hall on the west bank of the Minneapolis campus. Shots fired?
No.
It's unknown if shots were fired.
I don't believe so. The initial reports are that there was a robbery attempt of a student, and now they're looking for a suspect. Okay,
so that's opening my candy bar. Keep talking.
West Bank campus, U of M. Just we know people that are there, and there's been no update since then. So
okay. 4 o'clock, 4 pack. Just a second. I got Nestle Crunch.
You're not supposed to eat on the radio. That's in the handbook too. No food in the studio.
No food in the studio.
Okay. That's what it says.
That rule's being broken a lot in this radio station. 4 o'clock, 4 pack, top 4 talk show talkers of the Mike McFeely Show. Number 4, Jergy, Joe Mauer is no longer the catcher of the Minnesota Twins.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so.
Where did that come from?
No idea.
Was that you?
Your filling, maybe?
Was that you?
It wasn't me. No.
My filling? A metal plate in my head? Yeah. Joe Mauer and the Twins announced today that he was going to move to first base for 2014.
Yes, he is. His knees, you know,
when I played concussions.
Well, his knees too. You know how that playing catcher. When I played in the Elks T-ball league in Fergus Falls with the Dodgers, I caught for a season. I know how that can get there. You know, it's grueling.
If you were a catcher, then
it's tough on the knees, tough on the joints.
It is tough on the knees and tough. It's also tough on another area if you're a catcher.
Well, long as you have. And today, of course, in my day, we didn't have any protection. We just put our hat on backwards. That was it. That's all we needed.
You didn't have any protection anywhere on your body to play catcher.
It was T-ball.
Oh, T-ball.
Once in a while, though, the ball would come off the tee or somebody'd throw it in from the outfield or second base, or the batter would get a little too close to the catcher, you know?
Yep.
And then
thunk.
We didn't have protection. We didn't need protection. Put our hat on backwards. We were a catcher.
It was the Fergus Falls tough guy syndrome, I guess, huh? See, because when I played catcher in Crystal Little League, Chad Hartman, by the way, was in that league, and Sid Hartman was often showing up at games with players like Rod Carew, for God's sake. It's true. Totally true. Very strange to be a little leaguer and see Rod Carew show up at your little league game. I would catch. And every once in a while, you get a ball bounce in the dirt and get a foul tip bounce in the dirt.
Right.
That hurt, man.
It happened. Happened. Hit you right in the chin.
Right. You bet. Right in the old. Is that what you called it in Fergus Falls? Right in the chin. Number two. Anyway, Joe Mauer moving to first base. That's what that bit was about.
So concussions and just wear and tear, right?
Yeah. I think mostly the concussions part of it. We'll have Dick Bramer on at 4:35 to delve into this more. I called up Mr. Bramer today and said, come on my show. He said, sure, I'm just sitting around doing nothing anyway in the wintertime, so I'll come on your show, Mike. Driving my Jaguar around. No, was it him that had the Jaguar?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't new. Ask him if he still has the white Jag.
I will. Number three, MSUM, Jerky, has been in the news recently for wanting to buy out a bunch of staff members and faculty because they're trying to cut costs to balance their budget. A story on KFGO News says maybe not all that many people are saying, I'll do that.
I think their goal was 35. I think you may have the story there pulled up, but I think they've gotten, I guess, some offers from faculty and staff that somewhat less. A potential deficit of $8 million, and so they're going to probably have to look at layoffs. They were hoping that enough people would come up and say, you know, I'd be interested in exploring this buyout option, but not enough people have. So the school's Dave Wahlberg, who you know, spoke to Don Haney today, and that's kind of where they're at. So we'll...
I know Don Haney, too. I know Dave Wahlberg and
yes,
Don Haney.
Yes, you do. So there'll be a process there, and they'll have to likely let some people go.
Well, why aren't they taking the offers? Are the offers not good? Actually, on Facebook, I saw somebody who did accept an offer.
Okay.
The mayor of Moorhead's husband, the new mayor, the mayor-elect of Moorhead's husband.
Okay.
Is a prophet MSUM, and Delray Williams wrote on Facebook earlier today that he accepted an offer.
All right. I don't know the specifics of the offer. It varies from department to department. It depends on how long you've been there. It depends on what you do. So there are a lot of variables, and it's a complicated process, and they were hoping that more would express interest, but they haven't. So. They're going to have to deal with that. Your budget reductions.
Number two on our list, Jerky, a breaking story that KFGO had first. Dr. Norberg, he of the very visible trial involving some allegations by his ex-wife. Norberg, a longtime Fargo doctor, apparently is in the employment game again. He's found a job here in Fargo, from what I understand.
Back at Sanford, who hired him shortly before the charges were filed in the case where his wife had accused him of essentially rape while she was under the influence of propofol. Grabbed a lot of attention here with the media and locally. No one ever questioned his skills as an orthopedic surgeon. And Sanford told us today that Dr. Norberg, quoting from their statement, returned to practice at Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine as a hand surgeon in early November. Fairly recent.
That's pretty recently, yeah, it is.
Regarding the pending lawsuit, because he was sued by Sanford, as you may recall, for, I think he was given a bonus to sign on.
Yeah.
I think he may have borrowed some money from Sanford and some other incentives there, and they sued him in civil court. But regarding the pending lawsuit, any outstanding issues have been resolved. He is a highly skilled, excellent hand surgeon who provides quality care to his patients. And that's from Darla Doberstein, the vice president of Sanford Orthopedics Clinic in Fargo. So he's back working.
So he's practicing right now. He's working.
I don't know his schedule, but
well, you need to find that out.
He's back with Sanford. And so okay. I don't know if that surprises you or not. I interviewed him in August. And he, at that time, his license, medical license had been reinstated with some conditions. And he was hoping to get a job locally. His children are here. He's from Fargo. So I don't know whether you find that surprising that Sanford has taken him back or not. But
Well, he was acquitted of the charges, correct?
Yes, he was.
He was acquitted. And
a divorce case as well.
If you were acquitted of the charges, then, and if the license was reinstated, then there would be no legal reason for Sanford to not hire him, correct?
Guess so. Okay. That was their decision. He's practicing again.
Have you ever been to Vining, Minnesota, Jerky?
I have been.
To number one.
Yes,
on
I have been to Vining.
Today.
I have been to Vining. I've been to the Purple Palace there right on Highway 210.
Purple Palace?
Yeah. It's a little restaurant, little.
I don't think I've specifically been to Vining. I've been to
it's right on Highway 210. You've never been. Oh, you've been to Vining.
If it's on Highway 210, yes.
The Purple Palace is a little restaurant, little cafe, and they've got some.
Alcoholic beverages or
they've
what?
Got beer. Okay. They've got a cold beer.
You can
in the
say that.
Hot
you know,
summertime.
You're doing the action acting thing here. Just
famous resident from Vining, Kevin Wallivan. From Channel 6. He's from Vining.
He's a mutual friend of both yours and I. What? That's a bad sentence. A mutual friend.
So
of
he's,
ours.
He's the pride of Vining.
No, I'm talking about the astronaut.
Oh, her.
Slightly more accomplished than the very accomplished Kevin Wallivand is Karen Nyberg.
She's back.
Yes, she is. She returned to Earth last night. She's been living and working on the International Space Station since May. The Soyuz spacecraft landed in Kazakhstan in Central Asia.
Kazakhstan.
Yes. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Well, is that how you spell it?
I think so.
Huh.
It's pretty close.
I guess it is. Well, it looks very complicated to me. I made it way harder than it needed to be. Anyway, she's back on Earth. God bless her.
She came home with a couple of cosmonauts. Russian astronauts.
Wonder what her parents thought of that.
No. And they had the Olympic torch with them because it was taken up there. And
yes.
Now they brought it back. And where are the games in Sochi?
Sochi, Russia. Yes.
In February. So they had the torch, and they brought the torch back, and they're going to drop it off in Russia because that's where the games are. It makes sense. No sense in bringing it to Vining.
Well, that's a long ways to go to get the torch to Russia.
Well, they took
you
it up.
You go up in the air, and you come back down.
No. It was taken up there after they ran it through Russia, I think, recently. Because
how'd they get it up there?
Well, they flew it up. I don't know. Of course they flew it up.
Well, with what?
They flew it up.
Well, of course they did. But
a Soyuz went up.
Why did it have to go from Russia to the space station? Who cares if it's
symbolic,
up in space?
Symbolic.
Yeah, of what? Of
Russia is
money
hosting the Olympics. Russia's got money. It's their money.
They don't have any money. China's got all the money.
Well, they're...
No, wait. That's our money.
So they're back. She's back. And they brought the torch home. And it makes sense, don't you think? And they were going to land in Russia. You might as well leave it. There's no sense in driving up to Vining.
You don't want to go to the Purple Palace.
And then back to Russia. So she'll... go to the Johnson's, is that what we still call it?
Johnson Space Center in Houston?
In Houston for debriefing. And you know, I'm wondering about Kazakhstan, if that's spelled right. Yeah, I think it is. So then I'm sure eventually she'll be back in Vining.
Walking into a bar with two cosmonauts.
Can I have a cosmonaut, please?
So an astronaut walked into the bar with a couple of cosmonauts.
And so, yeah, she's a University of North Dakota graduate, and you know that... I've got a couple of children who've attended that school.
And you've been to the Purple Palace a couple of times, apparently,
too.
At least once. See,
maybe twice.
I haven't hung out in Vining. Maybe that's a better way of phrasing it.
It's a nice little place.
I hung out a lot in Urbank, which is that kind of in the same area down
there? Not far.
Inspiration Peak and all that stuff down there?
That neck of the woods, yeah.
Vining's you were necking an Inspiration Peak?
No. That neck of the woods.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, Urbank, Vining.
The mill. The old mill in Urbank? Was that the name of the...
You know, I don't know if I've been to Urbank, but it was just
in Urbank?
I just passed through Urbank once or twice. Parker's Prairie. It's, you know, they're all clitheral.
I got waylaid in Urbank way too many times.
Is that right?
Oh, goodness gracious. I got waylaid way too many times.
Really?
I have some good memories early in the evenings in Urbank.
Have you been to Millerville? That's in Douglas County.
Oh, many times. I've been waylaid in Millerville, too.
Is that right?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. We used to play ball at Millerville. I hit the longest home run of my amateur baseball career in Millerville against Junior Kep. It's true. He threw a fastball right. A bunch of Keps up there in Otter Tail County. K-O-E-P. Look it up. The Keps.
I believe you.
Junior Kep. Yep. Threw a fastball right down the middle of the plate. I took him deep in Millerville.
I know people one time, they were on a little Sunday car trip. And they ended up in Millerville.
They did.
And they didn't know the town existed. And they enjoyed themselves in Millerville because at the time... These people I know had previously enjoyed a Miller High Life.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, they end up in Millerville.
What the heck?
What are the chances of that?
I don't know. Did they get out of Millerville?
They went to Urbank.
Thanks, Jurgie. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director. That could be a book. Lost in Millerville? The month I spent that one week in Millerville? Could that be the name of the book? 237-5948.